Welcome to Cardinal Point Leadership. Before we begin, let's talk about why this exercise matters. You've already achieved success. You're leading. You're performing. But high-level leadership often comes with a cost. We get so good at managing outcomes that we stop reflecting on who we are becoming. This experience is about you, not your title, not your metrics, not your calendar. It's about going inward, exploring the truth of your leadership identity. The goal of this journey isn't to fix you. It's to help you see yourself clearly, to understand what drives you, to name what limits you, and to illuminate what's possible beyond your current identity. Here are the outcomes we're aiming for: greater self-awareness under pressure, a renewed leadership vision, clarity around your values, habits, and blind spots, a personal roadmap for growth. You may find resistance rising. That's normal. As successful leaders, we're often praised for our control, our certainty, our answers. But this work asks something else. It asks you to pause, to reflect, to soften the armor, and to tell the truth. There may be a voice inside saying, "I don't need this," or, "This is uncomfortable." That's the exact place where the breakthrough lives. Let this be a moment where you lead yourself with courage, curiosity, and depth. Throughout this journey, take notes, jot insights, underline words that hit hard, and most importantly, bring your takeaways into coaching with me. We'll unpack them together. This is the inner work, and it's what separates reactive managers from transformational leaders. Now let's begin. The samurai have a saying: breathe 7 times before making a decision, especially in moments of stress or importance. Your leadership development is important. Let's begin by exploring your leadership identity. Imagine setting sail on a journey across uncharted waters. Before you can navigate toward your destination, you must understand your starting point. This is self-awareness. Knowing your strengths, your challenges, your values, and your habits. Leadership identity isn't something you discover once and set aside. It evolves as you grow and face new challenges. Most of us navigate through life largely on autopilot. Are you reacting without fully understanding why? Let's explore a recent leadership moment that caused you stress. How did you respond? Did your response help the situation or hinder it? What does that moment reveal about your leadership patterns? Self-awareness is not a destination, it's an ongoing journey. Stay open to honestly seeing yourself, even when it's uncomfortable. Now shift your focus inward. Visualize the leader you aspire to become. What core values define this ideal leader? What skills and qualities do they embody? Imagine how this version of you inspires, motivates, and influences others. How do they handle pressure? How do they lead during conflict? What kind of legacy will they leave behind? Now be honest. What is the gap between your current self and your ideal leadership self? This gap is not failure. It's your roadmap for growth. Let's reflect more deeply here. What are 3 strengths you already possess that align with your ideal leadership self? Take a moment to write them down. Now, what are 3 areas where you need development? This could be a behavior, a mindset, or a missing skill. Jot them down clearly. Next, what are 3 specific actions you can take this week to move toward that ideal version of yourself? Give yourself space here. Think clearly, then write them down. This next part is just as important. Your strengths are your leadership superpowers. Recall a moment of leadership success you're genuinely proud of. What made you effective in that moment? Now think of 5 distinct leadership moments when you felt at your absolute best. Give yourself a moment. Pause. Reflect. Jot down those 5 moments now. What common themes or skills do you notice across those 5? What stands out? Now let's shift toward your blind spots. These are the areas that might be invisible to you, but obvious to others. Recognizing blind spots isn't weakness. It's the beginning of real strength. Describe a leadership moment you wish you had handled differently. Write it down. Now, what skills or qualities would have helped in that situation? Do you notice any patterns in your leadership challenges? Take a moment to identify your top 3 growth areas now. Write them out. Then, under each one, note 1 specific action you can take to grow. Growth lives outside of your comfort zone. Be willing to stretch. Let's close with your leadership vision. Picture yourself 5 years from now. Where are you? Who have you become? What impact are you having on your team, your business, and your culture? How do people describe your leadership presence? What key achievements define your legacy? What kind of culture have you created? Now take a moment. Write down the top three images or feelings that came to mind in that future vision. As we wrap up, what's your biggest takeaway from this self-discovery journey? Write it down now. And who will you share these insights with to stay accountable? Take a deep breath. Let it settle. Remember, leadership begins with understanding yourself. Embrace that truth. Let it guide your transformation. Thank you for exploring your leadership identity with Cardinal Point Leadership.